Each team that has reached this year's so-called Final Four has taken a very different path to the end of the single elimination tournament, which began with 65 teams. Unheralded George Mason University, located just outside the nation's capital, has made the most surprising run. With no wins in previous tournament appearances, the team from the Northern Virginia school knocked off the past two national champions and another team that was in the Final Four last year. George Mason coach Jim Larrañaga says his team took a simple approach.
We never saw ourselves as a number one seed or a number 11 seed or a 16th seed. That number was truly irrelevant. Once you get on the court, it's about performance and execution. It's about keeping things simple and not trying to do things beyond our own capabilities.
George Mason will have to upset a strong Florida team on Saturday if it is to reach the championship game Monday night. Despite playing with a young team this season, Florida started winning immediately with 17 consecutive victories. The experience of sophomores in starring roles added confidence to talent. Florida enters Saturday's semifinal game in Indianapolis with 9 straight wins in March, with 7 of the wins in postseason games. Youth and size have been the hallmark of the Louisiana State University team, which eliminated the overall top seed Duke. LSU coach John Brady says his team quickly grew up.
Sometimes along the way in the season, the youngness of our team had gotten lost in the winning, but we started the year with 3 freshmen on the floor, a sophomore, only 1 senior on the team, and Daryl Mitchell. We come off the bench with 2 freshmen and a junior. So for us to be where we are at this particular time is certainly a little surprising to me. At this time of the year.
LSU, which has inspired local fans after the devastation to their state from Hurricane Katrina, will play the University of California at Los Angeles. UCLA has a storied college basketball history and holds a record 11 national championship titles. UCLA brushed aside a few major and several minor injuries this season to win its first conference regular season championship since 1997. The UCLA team is large and physical, and Coach Ben Howland is hoping their rough and tumble style of play will earn the school's first national championship since 1995. In Indianapolis, Indiana, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.